101.7 FM Cool Kids in a Radio Show. Sit back and relax as you jam with the best in RBES.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Good morning. It's going to be another spectacular day at Rubbing, and we've got an amazing show for you.
It sure is, Kylie. On this week's show, Paris and Ada highlight the girls in the Run 5K race.
Man, how long is that? That sounds far.
You'll just have to wait and see, Kylie. But what I do know, it requires a lot of training.
What else is on the show?
Well, Xavier caught up with Miss Clamp, our RBESOL teacher, to discuss the many ways she impacts students who speak English as a second language and helps them learn English better in order to be successful in class.
Speaking of Spanish, Kayla sat down with her teacher to talk about where they are from. And guess what, Wyndham?
What?
She did it all in Spanish.
That is so cool. It is amazing how well the immersion students really grasp the Spanish language. Think about traditions in other cultures reminds me of another really big tradition coming up.
What's that?
Thanksgiving!
Oh yeah, we celebrate that too. I can't wait. The thing I look forward to most about Thanksgiving is eating the turkey.
Yeah, at my house, we like watching the Macy's Day Parade.
That's awesome. Well, we certainly have an awesome show to tap, so let's get the party jumping.
Now stay tuned and jam with the best at RBES. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Well, why do you sound out of breath?
Oh, I've just been training for 3 miles run tomorrow.
Man, that sounds hard.
Nah, I had some great coaches and been training for a while.
You know, that sounds a lot like Girls in the Run program here at RBE.
You know, that's actually where I got the idea. They really have some awesome coaches and work really hard to prepare for their end of the year race. As a matter of fact, that had their year race this past Saturday.
Paris and Ada caught up with Miss Sock before the race to discuss Girls on the Run.
Hi, we are with Miss Sock for Girls on the Run. We are in Girls on the Run and love every minute of it. Welcome to the show. Why is it so important?
I think Girls on the Run is so important because it's just a great way for all of these girls to get together and learn about ways to develop a positive self-image. And also, it's just fun to get together to run on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Can you tell our listeners who don't know what Girls on the Run is?
Girls on the Run is a national program that's just for girls, and we meet 2 times a week, and it's a 12-week season, and we meet on those 2 days to learn about being a positive girl on the run with plugging in a positive cord and taking out the negative cord. It's also a program that practices and builds you up to complete a 5K at the end of the season.
How do you set goals to complete races?
Setting goals in Girls on the Run is a big thing. At the beginning of the 12-week season, some of us could only run a few laps, and now we've built up to be able to run a little bit over 3 miles. So you really have to set goals, and each week you kind of set a goal to go a little bit further than you did the week before. So setting those goals to complete those races is a really important piece of Girls on the Run.
What 7 habits apply to running events?
I really think all of the 7 habits could apply to running events, but there's 3 main ones that stick out in my mind. And the first one is habit 2, with beginning with the end in mind, because you really set those goals. You know at the end of the season you have to run this 5K, and you set those goals to get a little bit better each week and being able to run a little bit further. Also, I really think our girls this season have demonstrated habit 6 of synergizing. We have a great group of girls who have worked so hard, and they have been so encouraging to each other and also to the coaches. And then finally, the biggest habit, I think, is habit 7, with sharpening the saw. Not only are we sharpening the saw to make our bodies healthy by running, but we've also been sharpening the saw by making our mind and our soul better by changing negative things into positive things.
Without these coaches, we would not be able to be successful, and it would not be awesome fun like it is supposed to be. So if you're looking for a club to join the girls, think about Girls on the Run next year. Lunch.
Beef and cheese.
Yeah, with bacon, portobello mushrooms, all hot and melty. So Wendy's.
Wendy's, definitely. Well, let's go.
What's that behind your back?
Leave ordinary behind with Wendy's portobello melt. Apple with smoked bacon, rich portobellos, and melty cheddar sauce. Unleash the power of the melt. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
That club sounds really awesome.
Yeah, it is. We wish the girls participating so much success as their race, and look forward to hear the results next time.
Another awesome program at RBE is the ESOL program. Headed by Miss Clamp. Xavier caught up with Miss Clamp to learn more about the ways it serves kids at RBE.
Hi, I'm Xavier, here with Miss Clamp to talk about ESOL, a class at RBE. Welcome to the show. What is ESOL?
ESOL is English for speakers of other languages, which means if you speak any if your first language is any language other than English, then you get to come learn more English.
How does ESOL help students at Red Bank?
ESOL helps students at Red Bank because it helps them in listening, speaking, reading, and writing, and then they can use that in their class and in their everyday life.
Can you explain why ESOL started?
ESOL started because people moved here from different countries and did not speak English. So teachers like me help students to learn English so that they can communicate with their peers and understand what's going on in their classroom.
Can you tell me about the ESOL Family Night?
The ESOL Family Night this week was wonderful. We had over 100 people come with free pizza, bingo, storytelling, and we talked a lot about how to read at home and how important it was, and we just had a great time.
Wow, that's amazing. Is there anything else that you want listeners to know?
I just want you all to know that all of the ESOL students and all the students at Red Bank are just amazing in how they help each other and care for each other and are leaders in all areas.
Thanks for coming.
This is Dabo Sweeney, coach of your Clemson Tigers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM Cool Kids and a radio show. Go Tigers!
I like making art because it helps me play basketball and lets me do community service.
I like making art because it helps me with my homework and helps me do better in class.
Guess what else I like about making art? It provides college scholarships to high school students at Whitehall.
Make Your Mark, developing global citizens through leadership, academics, and athletics. Visit us at www.makeyourmarkfound.org.
Programs like this really make RBE great because they help create successful learners for all.
I think it is important that we learn more than one language because it will help us when we grow up.
Exactly, and that's what Spanish Immersion Program does at RBE. Students start in kindergarten using Spanish language to learn math and science, then continue using the language all the way to graduation.
This week, Kayla, a Spanish Immersion student, caught up with some of her Spanish-speaking teachers to learn more about their backgrounds in Spanish culture.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and I'm here with Senora Barahona and Senora Sabillon. They are my Spanish teachers. I'm going to be asking them what their traditions over the holidays are. My friend Haley will be translating. Welcome to the show. ¿Dónde viviste cuando fuiste su niña?
As a child, where did you grow up?
Yo viví toda mi vida en Honduras. Honduras es un país en América Central.
I lived all my life in Honduras. Honduras is a country in Central America.
¿Qué fue sus tradiciones para las fiestas?
What were your traditions over the holidays?
Para Navidad, nos reuníamos toda la noche del 24 con nuestra familia y comíamos pavo, había mucha comida en la mesa y abríamos los regalos de Santa y también reventábamos cohetes.
She said on the 24th of December we would all have a big family get together at Grandpa's house. We would have turkey, salad, sweet potato, tamales, and lots of different types of food. We would open presents and play with firecrackers. At 12, we would give each other a big hug to celebrate Christmas.
¿Qué son sus tradiciones ahora?
Ahora mis tradiciones, trato de mantener las mismas tradiciones de cuando estaba en mi país, aunque ahora es un poco diferente porque no tenemos a toda la familia aquí, pero sí seguimos reuniéndonos con nuestra familia para Navidad y seguimos tratando de hacer la misma comida que hacíamos antes para que mis hijos y todos nosotros mantengamos nuestra cultura.
She said, I try to keep my tradition from my country even though you're not there. I think it is important to remember and keep our cultures. We still have get-togethers on Christmas, except with the whole family.
¿Qué es su favorito tradición?
What is your favorite tradition?
Tengo dos. Una es septiembre 14, que es la independencia de Honduras. Y claro, Navidad, porque es el tiempo donde nosotros podemos estar con nuestra familia, darle gracias a Dios, amar y tener paz.
It is September, she said, it is September 14th, which is my country's Independence Day, and of course, Christmas, because it's time for love, peace, family, and to give thanks.
Gracias por tomando tu tiempo para hablar con nosotros hoy. Diviértete en los fiestos.
Thank you for taking time to talk with us today. Have fun over the holidays.
Bienvenido, señora Barahona. ¿Dónde viviste cuando fuiste su niña?
Where did you grow up as a child?
Yo viví en Honduras.
I lived in Honduras.
¿Qué fue sus tradiciones para las fiestas?
Para las fiestas, nosotros comemos nacatamales y rosquillas con miel, que son unas comidas de navideñas.
I grew up eating nacatamales and rosquillas con miel. These are traditional Christmas foods.
¿Qué son sus tradiciones ahora?
What are your traditions now?
Nuestras tradiciones son casi iguales. Siempre tratamos de hacer la comida de Honduras para Navidad.
Our traditions are pretty much the same. We try to make the food from Honduras.
¿Qué es su favorito tradición?
What is your favorite tradition?
Mi favorita tradición que hicimos en Honduras fue ir a ver a los nacimientos en el tiempo de Navidad.
My favorite tradition was to go to the nativities on Christmas.
Gracias por tomando tiempo para hablar con nosotros hoy. Diviértete en las fiestas.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. Have fun over the holidays.
Don't forget the Looney Tunes Bank is open for deposits every Thursday. Remember to bring your money. Ask about opening a savings account today.
Family reunion.
A cool segment. They have some awesome traditions.
I know. You know, there's a tradition coming up this week that I just can't wait for.
You are talking about Thanksgiving.
Yes, the turkey, the dressing, and all the family fellowship. I just can't wait to beat it.
Well, Kayla caught up with a few of her friends to discuss their tradition at Thanksgiving. Over to you, Kayla.
Thanksgiving is about getting with your family and eating turkey. My family tradition is we go to my Nana and Pop's house and eat dinner. I also get to play with all 10 of my cousins, which is my favorite part. Then we go to Grandma and Pap's house and do the same thing. That's what we do on Thanksgiving. Since Thanksgiving is one of my most favorite times of the year, I wanted to see what some of my friends had to say. I'm here with Alyssa, Kelsey, and Helena. Welcome to the show. What do you think Thanksgiving is all about?
I think Thanksgiving is about having thanks for the food that we eat and just being thankful for everything.
I think Thanksgiving is about giving thanks for what we have and what we do and what like our that we have family and all that good stuff.
Is there any traditions your family does?
Yes, we go to my grandma's house and we hang out there and eat food.
We go to my aunt's and uncle's shed and we have Thanksgiving dinner with all of our family.
We go to, everybody comes to my house and we all have a Thanksgiving dinner together.
Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about Thanksgiving?
You should just be thankful for everything you have.
Well, Thanksgiving is almost here, so I hope you're hungry. I sure can't wait. If you're not hungry, then you better get ready.
Come on, little doggy. Sit, sit.
Aww.
Sit, sit.
You train your little doggy?
Yeah, shake.
Aw, maybe it's grumpy. You know, maybe it's lunchtime.
Oh, right. It is lunchtime. Chomp. Little doggy.
It's okay. But does it taste good?
Mm-hmm.
A little doggy, a big bite. Little doggy starting at $1.29. And don't forget half-price slushies every day at happy hour. This is how you sign it.
Wow, we have so much to be thankful for here at RBE, especially great teachers, great coaches, great programs, and the list just goes on and on.
I agree. Another thing I'm thankful for is that we get to come back next week.
That show's not already over, is it, Kaylee?
I'm afraid so, Wilma Windom. But until next time, fans, come back next week as you jam with the best at RBES. Have a happy Thanksgiving.